I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
A few years ago, Steve Faircow's lungs were failing.
I don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received a lung transplant made possible by an organ donor. Now Steve can do things he never imagined, like climbing 94 floors to the top of a skyscraper.
I never knew that breathing could feel this good. It's an incredible gift.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's one of the reasons why I wanted to visit with Captain Sam Brown about the foreign policy failures of the Biden administration. I mean, it's just awful. And when we come back, I'll let you hear from the former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. He was on Hannity last night, and one of the things I found fascinating was the way he talked about America needing Trump defense that really nobody takes it seriously around the world anymore. Have you noticed that? It's not the same. Mike Pompeo, you'll get a chance to hear from him coming up. Also, Professor Jonathan Turley, the new New York policy giving medical priority to African Americans and other people of color, that it's just simply wrong. There'll be a lot on our plates coming up in just a couple of minutes. Don't forget, top of the hour, Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. No, he's not running for re-election. He doesn't have to. He doesn't. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. We'll take you right up to 3 o'clock right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 1:30, I'm checking out the traffic cams right now, and it's still very, very sluggish as you try to work your way into the spaghetti bowl there on Interstate 15 northbound at Charleston. Yeah, you are bumper to bumper through there. An earlier crash is slowing things down. Also, do expect those delays to continue downtown through the spaghetti bowl on Interstate 515. At least we can now say that project, the bridge reconstruction project, should be mostly completed by the end of this year. So look at it that way. Between Main and Eastern, you're still going to have lane restrictions, though, both directions there on Interstate 515 as they replace a 60-year-old bridge.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
Vegas Golden Knights hockey in action tonight as they play host to the Nashville Predators. They probably will not have goaltender Robin Lehner as he is dealing with a lower body injury, or Mark Stone. But both those players have returned to practice, at least on a limited basis, so they should be able to return sooner than later. The UNLV women's basketball team, they lose at New Mexico yesterday, 71-68, in a very entertaining game. The UNLV ladies, they get back at it coming up on Thursday when they will play on the road for a matchup against the Air Force Academy.
Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Yes, Miss Tubbs. No problem. I'll call someone about the plumbing.
One of Beatrice's properties needs a new superintendent.
Custodial team is not...
Someone with handyman superpowers and a concierge alter ego.
Does anyone know any good electricians near Parkville?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Tonight, it's the premiere of two new comedies on NBC.
First, the comedy critics are calling the next The Office.
American Auto, starring SNL's Anna Gasteyer.
What are you doing to my car?
I'm stealing your hubcaps. It's fine. I'm the new CEO.
Then it's Grand Crew.
The comedy critics rave is this generation's Friends.
I'm going to ask Alicia to marry me.
What? Seriously, dude? I've had almond milk in my fridge longer than you've been with Alicia.
American Auto and Grand Crew.
Premiere tonight on NBC.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Don't forget Wayne Allen Root coming up at 3. Oh, it's going to be so exciting, and I know he'll have some thoughts on what the president said earlier today. He said, booster shots work. Booster shots work. Then why are all these people with booster shots end up getting heart attacks and all kinds of others? It's very weird, very confusing right now, but war will try and sort it out for us all coming up in just a little bit. I want you to hear Mike Pompeo. He's the former Secretary of State, was on with Sean Hannity, talking about how America needs Trump defense. This is cut number one. Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State and a native Kansan, a guy that had his roots in the state of Kansas the same way I did. This is Mike Pompeo last night on Hannity.
We demonstrated for 4 years how deterrence worked, right? Ronald Reagan knew peace through strength. We talked about America first and getting it right. We made clear to the Chinese we would impose real costs with them. I don't think Vladimir Putin would have behaved in the way he's behaving today, coercing Europe, coercing the West, having conversations with the President of the United States, walking away thinking, I think I'll send a few more troops to the Ukrainian border. Remember, this is a president who chose not to send military assistance to the Ukrainians when they took one-fifth of Ukraine. I suspect Vladimir Putin thinks that the things that Biden is telling him today are not likely to be followed through on. I hope he's wrong. I hope President Biden is determined to protect America's interests wherever they are. I suspect that leaders around the world don't see that. They saw what happened in Afghanistan. They saw a pipeline shut down in southern southeast part of the United States, and we did virtually nothing. I hope this administration will begin to restore the deterrence that America had these past 4 years that kept a lot of us safe.
I'll be honest with you. I have always felt safe with Donald J. Trump as president and commander in chief. I just always have. We've got football coming up this weekend. And in fact, let me grab gentleman Jim Dallas and talk a little bit about the matchup that's coming up Sunday. They have the explain how they do these flex games that we didn't know when these games were going to be until late Sunday night, I think it was. Can you talk a little bit about what that's all about? Is that a scheduling thing with the National Football League in the final week?
Yeah, by NFL rule, what they do is they take a look at the matchups for the playoffs, and they decided to do it last year, and they perfected it this year, where the last game of the season, you're going to find only these matchups between division rivals. And that's what we're seeing with the Raiders and Chargers this week, because the winner of that game is going to advance to the playoffs. That's a done deal. So when, and you're in for both of these teams, who are 9-7 right now. Now, I just checked the point totals on this, Kevin, and they're saying that the Chargers are 2.5-point road favorites. The game is here in Las Vegas, and the Chargers are still 2.5-point favorites in this one. So they look for a shootout, and it should be Justin Herbert. He has had quite a start to his career as well. He was the rookie of the year last year in the National Football League. So he's going to come to town with basically the teams are as healthy as they can be at this time of the year. But the wild card is somebody going to end up on the COVID list?
Yeah.
And you just don't know.
It's only Tuesday.
Right. And the thing is with that start time, when they get together, who knows if they're going to have Waller back, and he is key. Hunter Renfrow had just a great outing his last game, and I really like him. He's one of these a small guy, scrapper, and he's so fast that even these very talented Olympic type speedsters on the defense, they still can't keep up with him. So they're going to have that. Josh Jacobs has been solid for the Raiders, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. The over and under on this game is 48.5, but the Chargers right now are 2.5-point favorites.
Wow. That's amazing.
And home underdogs always are an attractive bet. They really are. I mean,
okay. So let's just put you to the test there, Mr. Jim Dallas. Mm-hmm. What do you think? You gonna play the game?
I'm thinking about it.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love it. Love it.
Hey, if they're gonna give me 2.5 points to take the Raiders at home, that's not the worst thing that could happen.
Wow. More with gentleman Jim Dallas coming up. Also, Scott Hammett at the top of the hour. And at 3:05, it's Wayne Allen Root War, Raw and Unfiltered. You're going to want to stick around for that right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I want to tell you about my pest control company, Mountain View Pest Control. They're absolutely amazing, fantastic, phenomenal. I can't say enough good things about them. They did exactly what they said they would. My home is bug-free, and I am thrilled. My family's thrilled. Mountain View Pest Control comes to my home every other month and lays down their custom invisible barrier that kills all the bugs. I don't know how they do it, but they do. Brianna calls me the day before to set up my appointment and discuss anything we need to talk about. David, my technician, comes during our scheduled window of time and treats my home. I don't even need to be home unless I need an inside treatment, which isn't very often. Call Alan or Brianna at Mountain View Pest Control. Mountain View Pest Control can protect your home from all the insects and bugs that want to make your home their home. Call them now at 702-568-1857. That's 702-568-1857, 568-1857, or visit mountainviewpestcontrol.com.
You know, I've heard the local small business community just loves the DLC. Why is that, Chuck?
Look, small businesses have one goal. That's to get new customers and keep current customers. But sometimes their customers are short on money. That's where we come in. Vets, doctors, dentists, apartment complexes, auto repair shops. Really, any small business that sells anything can send their customers to us.
And you hook their customers up with the cash they need. Brilliant. No wonder they send their customers to Dollar Loan Center.
We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on their paycheck or a loan. We're going to treat your staff like family and eliminate that awkwardness of you having to say no.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Have you heard of the new policy in New York? That what they want to do is give treatment for COVID, testing, vaccine, that kind of stuff. And they want to do it. They want to, this is what's so bizarre. They want to do it based on the color of one's skin. They want to give priority to blacks and poor people, and it's just bizarre what's going on. In fact, Professor Jonathan Turley talked about that with John Roberts yesterday. I was watching on Fox News Channel, and that this new New York policy giving medical priority to blacks and other people of color is simply wrong. I happen to agree with Professor Turley. And in fact, I agree with him most of the time. This is one of those times. Listen to John Roberts and Professor Jonathan Turley yesterday on Fox News Channel. Very insightful.
There's no question that right. There's racial disparities in the availability and the application of health care But doing it this way, where you're prioritizing race, definitely puts you, it would seem to me, and your column too, which is a really well-written column, and people should read it, into an area where it never needed to go. And I'm wondering why they chose to do it that way, as opposed to the suggestion that you make, where you just list the conditions.
Well, it's entirely unnecessary, and it's also incredibly divisive. You know, we had a major blunder in the Biden administration by failing to prioritize therapeutics. I was talking to two doctors this weekend who were really appalled by the lack of therapeutics available. And now the scarcity is creating long lines, a lot of tension, and you're going to add this type of racial element that's totally unnecessary. But when you look at the New York policy and click on the links, it takes you to two CDC reports. And there is no there. When you look at those reports, they talk about all the medical conditions that you would expect. And then they also note about this disparity in health care for the minority community. But after reading it, you're like, well, I don't get it. Why don't we just say, look for these medical conditions, regardless of the race of an individual?
Yeah. And Jonathan, let me pick up on a point that you made, because you said that the virus is circulating amongst people who are unvaccinated and giving them more serious disease, and they tend to be in a higher risk category. They also tend to be, to a large degree, people who are in minority groups. Yet critics have said, well, people who are unvaccinated should either not get health care at all or go to the back of the line. And you make the point, well, what are these pundits who are saying that the unvaccinated should do that going to say about the fact that now they should get priority?
Right. I mean, the level of contradiction in this policy and for those people who have advocated it is truly breathtaking. I mean, you know, you have half of these pundits saying that you should just let unvaccinated people die or put them at the end of the line. And then you've got New York saying that because this is an unvaccinated population, we need to give them priority. And it's good luck to you if you can figure that one out.
Wow. There you have it. There you have it. Oh, by the way, did you see that? And I was thinking about him the other day. No, not Professor Jonathan Turley, but Chris Matthews, Hardball, the former host of Hardball on MSNBC. He made it to Fox News the other night, and this is amazing. Matthews, a moderate Democrat, kind of a Tip O'Neill Democrat, was replaced by the far-left Joy Reid when he left MSNBC. And it shocked viewers in March of 2020 when he announced that he would immediately be stepping down from his program amidst a series of controversies. That was how Fox News reported it. During his on-air remarks, the longtime MSNBC host then referenced claims of sexual harassment against him by a journalist who previously appeared on his show. He said, "I want Hardball fans to know how much I appreciate your faith in me." 2022, he said, could be a great time to show what we have learned. I tried to warn that we were headed too far to the left. And you know, it's going to turn out that he's probably right. If indeed in November of this year we have a red wave election, it's going to turn out that Chris Matthews was right and all the pundits and all the talking heads that they were wrong. And that's weird. One quick note. Yesterday, Annie Black announced her launch of a run for Congress in CD4. Wants to replace Stephen Horsford in the general election. She is going to announce her candidacy probably as early as today, but she said that she wanted to run for District 4 because, quote, "the Nevada that I love is under attack." That was in a phone interview with the RJ. Says the Biden Horsford economies hurt everyone, everyday Nevadans, and I think that we need someone who can beat Horsford and put a check on Biden. I love that idea. Any way we can get somebody that can beat Stephen Horsford, and by the way, we've got some candidates in that race that are really top flight people that are going to have quite a tussle. That race just got a lot tougher for a lot of folks. It's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out. The one thing I think that's going to be important in this race, honest to God, is going to be winnability. The winnability is going to be everything. I can just about promise you that. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. It can decide how long your case takes, the total dollar amount of your settlement, and most importantly, how much you get paid. If you want a lawyer who's done a bunch of million-dollar cases, call me. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money at the end of the case, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Messy mortgages are the thing of the past. Let GFL Capital educate you through the loan process and target to close your loan in 14 days or less. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com for your free mortgage analysis. Reduce your rate and term, pay off high interest debt, or use your equity to complete your dream remodel. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com to find out more about our loans with no closing costs. You can also defer your mortgage payment for up to 2 months, no penalties. Call GFL Capital at 5292-444. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada. License NV4265, NML S64367.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A guy that I really like is Lawrence Jones. He's one of the newcomers to Fox News Channel. And he had Tommy Lahren on, the former UNLV product. In fact, let's go to Cut 5 real quick. See if we can squeeze it in before the news. The reaction to the overnight flights of illegals to American cities, for all we know, they're dropping them off here as well. Listen to this. This is Cut number 5.
Happens in the night can't be trustworthy, especially when it's coming from the U.S. government. So why are they doing this?
Well, I think it's quite obvious they don't want the American people to see what they're doing, which is interesting to me because they don't seem to care that our border is wide open. They don't seem to want to fix that. In fact, they seem quite proud of what they're doing at our southern border. If they weren't, then they would change it. So then why fly these flights in the middle of the night? Why are these Biden air flights, ghost flights, as you say? If they're so proud of their open border agenda, then let the American people see it. But too bad. I think that they realize the American people are not down with this invasion. They're not okay with our country being invaded by millions of illegal immigrants. So they have to do this fly-by-night tactic. Too bad. We're starting to catch on.
You know, we're catching on. It's reflecting.